As ice storm 2007 rolls on, we are seeing some incredible pictures, just trees doubled over with ice all over the place.
Yeah, in some cases broken right down the middle.
That's a local news report from Omaha, Nebraska, covered like a large chunk of the nation's heartland in ice and sleet as winter storms sweep through the region. Oklahoma, Missouri, and Kansas all declared states of emergency. More than 600,000 homes and businesses are without power.
At least 18 people in Oklahoma and Missouri have died as a result of the storm, 15 of them because of icy road conditions.
FEMA is on the scene. A spokesman for the Federal Emergency Management Agency assessed the damage this way when he spoke to the Associated Press.
You drive up and down most any streets, and the trees are just like split down the middle, you know, all over Oklahoma City. And probably at least a third of the homes in Oklahoma City are without power.
And unfortunately, there's no break in sight, at least not today, according to this National Weather Service meteorologist.
We're expecting anywhere from a quarter inch to three quarters of an inch of ice to accumulate on power lines and trees.
The National Weather Service is posting ice and winter storm warnings today for parts of Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, and Illinois. But that FEMA spokesman, Winston Barton, says that in spite of the tough conditions and daunting forecast, the region's going to stick it out.
We're coping out here, and we will get through this.
As you might expect, travel in the area is not pretty. Planes, trains, automobiles. Hey, that was a movie. They're all moving slowly, if at all. 200 flights were canceled at Chicago's O'Hare Airport yesterday. If you're traveling today, make sure you check with your airline to see if that flight's even happening.
And that is your BPP big story. Now here's Corva Coleman with even more news.